Section 3. Listen to Nancy's message to her friend, Rose. For questions 16 to 20, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You will hear the message twice. You now have 1 minute to look at the questions. Mark your answers on the separate answer sheet.
Hi, Rose. I was really happy to hear that you had a great weekend. Well, I'm writing to invite you to a 2-day charity festival my school is organising for children in need. The festival is going to take place at the school on Saturday the 19th and Sunday the 20th of January. Opening time for both days is 10 o'clock in the morning and closing time is at 6 in the evening. There is a €2 entrance fee for adults, but there is no charge for young children and students. Let me tell you about what activities my school has organised for the festival. First of all, there is going to be a cake sale on both days. A lot of parents, students and teachers have volunteered to make something, so there's going to be a huge variety of desserts and cakes. Depending on the kind of cake, the prices will vary from €1 to €3. Secondly, on both days, there is going to be an art exhibition where visitors can buy students' artwork such as paintings, sculptures and photographs. Finally, the school has organised a special basketball match for Saturday morning. Although the ticket for the game is €5, I think it will attract a big crowd because what makes this game special is that students will be playing against teachers. Sounds exciting, doesn't it? The school has already started advertising the charity festival online and is planning to have it advertised on local radio stations and in local newspapers as well. I really hope it'll be successful so we can help more children. Hope you'll be able to come. Talk soon, Nancy.
Listen to Nancy's message again.
Hi, Rose. I was really happy to hear that you had a great weekend. Well, I'm writing to invite you to a 2-day charity festival my school is organising for children in need. The festival is going to take place at the school on Saturday the 19th and Sunday the 20th of January. Opening time for both days is 10 o'clock in the morning and closing time is at 6 in the evening. There is a €2 entrance fee for adults, but there is no charge for young children and students. Let me tell you about what activities my school has organised for the festival. First of all, there is going to be a cake sale on both days. A lot of parents, students and teachers have volunteered to make something, so there's going to be a huge variety of desserts and cakes. Depending on the kind of cake, the prices will vary from €1 to €3. Secondly, on both days, there is going to be an art exhibition where visitors can buy students' artwork, such as paintings, sculptures and photographs. Finally, the school has organised a special basketball match for Saturday morning. Although the ticket for the game is €5, I think it will attract a big crowd, because what makes this game special is that students will be playing against teachers. Sounds exciting, doesn't it? The school has already started advertising the charity festival online and is planning to have it advertised on local radio stations and in local newspapers as well. I really hope it will be successful so we can help more children. Hope you'll be able to come. Talk soon, Nancy.
This is the end of the listening exam. Now turn to writing, section 1, task 1. Open your writing booklet and listen to the instructions. You have 1 minute to open your writing booklet. Listen to Nancy's message to her friend Rose again. Use the space provided in the writing booklet to take notes. You can use the information from the recording and the notes you have taken to write an email to a friend of yours, telling him or her about a 2-day charity festival your school is organizing to raise money for children in need. Write your email in the writing booklet, task 1. Your notes will not be marked.
Hi, Rose. I was really happy to hear that you had a great weekend. Well, I'm writing to invite you to a 2-day charity festival my school is organising for children in need. The festival is going to take place at the school on Saturday the 19th and Sunday the 20th of January. Opening time for both days is 10 o'clock in the morning and closing time is at 6 in the evening. There is a €2 entrance fee for adults, but there is no charge for young children and students. Let me tell you about what activities my school has organised for the festival. First of all, there is going to be a cake sale on both days. A lot of parents, students and teachers have volunteered to make something, so there's going to be a huge variety of desserts and cakes. Depending on the kind of cake, the prices will vary from €1 to €3. Secondly, on both days, there is going to be an art exhibition where visitors can buy students' artwork, such as paintings, sculptures and photographs. Finally, the school has organised a special basketball match for Saturday morning. Although the ticket for the game is €5, I think it will attract a big crowd, because what makes this game special is that students will be playing against teachers. Sounds exciting, doesn't it? The school has already started advertising the charity festival online and is planning to have it advertised on local radio stations and in local newspapers as well. I really hope it will be successful so we can help more children. Hope you'll be able to come. Talk soon, Nancy.
You may now begin writing task 1.